sponsored by Margaret Jackson.
AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0. Money 2.0. Now, helping you excel in business and in life, here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Magazine and Business on the Edge. Thank you for tuning in tonight. We always appreciate your listenership. You could be somewhere else. So we appreciate you tuning into this radio show broadcast. Yes, we'd like to appreciate you. Now, if you want to get your calls and get yourself on the show with me tonight, 1-800-516-1220. Get your questions on air, comments, questions, scratching your head about something that is relevant to tonight's show. Call in at 1-800-516-1220. May is Small Business Month. Small businesses are being celebrated. Activities are being celebrated all over the country. SBA has designated Small Business Week in May, which is the 5th through the 11th. That'll close out tomorrow. However, that does not mean that the small business festivities end. So there's a lot of activities going on around the country. There's activities going on here in the Bay Area where we're broadcasting from. So if you're wondering where we're at and where I'm at, I am in the heart of Silicon Valley, and we are the Ichi of technology. For those of you that are listening around the world, just kind of deal with that. I know that other places are trying to become the next tech capital, and right now we're holding the top of the hill, the Ichi, and we've got some counties out here battling out for that new tech spot of the technology of the world, Silicon Valley. What would be next? Who could trump Silicon Valley? Anyway, I could go somewhere with that. I think I won't. So, SBA, a lot of things going on around the country. Dell Computers is celebrating by discounts on those computers. So if you're a small business and you need some new computers, you need a new laptop, you need something going on that's a little bit better than the dinosaur that you're working off of, then Dell Computers is probably the way to go. You can take advantage of some of their new, some of those computers to get into your office and all of that good stuff. City of Charlotte. I'm going to read this little blurb I kind of picked up on the web earlier today. I always like to see what's kind of going on around the country. So here it goes. The City of Charlotte and its Small Business Resource Partners have declared May to be Small Business Month 2019 with an official proclamation. Congratulations out there, City of Charlotte, by Mayor V. Lyles. And I quote, "We recognize the entrepreneurial spirit of our community and honor all small businesses and entrepreneurs that play a pivotal role in strengthening our local community, local economy. So congratulations out there, small businesses that are making a difference there in Charlotte. And of course, small businesses they make a difference in every community. Wherever you're at, small businesses make a difference. Have you ever thought about the difference between small business and big business and where the terms come from and why we talk small business? Now we talk small business, mid-business, mid-sized businesses, large businesses. Let's talk a little history tonight. It would just be wrong not to kind of give you some genesis of the small business history. Small business, now here's the thing. And we're going to have a little fun with this tonight because I'm going to share with you, before I get into this, I'm going to share with you some interesting history about people in history that are well known for the things that we're used to hearing, but ended up being small business owners. And some of them after their careers. So interesting stuff. So small business owners, or the term small business, really is about 150, a little less than 150 years old. And the way that it kind of changed in history, and you can find this out on smallbusiness.com. But until the end of the 19th century, there weren't many big businesses. They just weren't there. Now, and we talk about the end of the 19th century, but we can actually go back to the 1800s, and you've heard me talk about some of the giants of the 1800s, Cornelius Vanderbilt, and there were some monopolies, but there weren't many big businesses. There's like 5 to 6 men that really kind of shaped how we see big business today. And so that, of course, J.P. Morgan's, and one of my favorite, just because he thought about the little guy when he was making his product, and that was Henry Ford. Henry Ford felt like, you know, cars were for the elite. They were for the upper class. And so he really wanted those that worked for him to have the ability to buy a car. And so I kind of like that. I like when everyone can win. Not everyone likes that, but, and maybe that's just the, you know, the Lion King is coming out with a live action Lion King, and maybe that's just part of the human behavior. You know, you have the if we liken it to the jungle, if we liken it to, you know, the king of the jungle, then I guess we have to have some that are going to get picked off from the pack. But I like it when everyone can win. So, right. So until the end of the 19th century, small business, the history or the term small business, we were small businesses. We were a country growing, building communities, mom and pop stores, families working together. And so kind of interesting. Sometimes you have to know where you've been to know where you're going. And now some of our history includes, what do you think George Washington did after his presidency? Does anybody know out there? Can you tell me without looking it up on the internet? Can you call in at 1-800-516-1220 and tell me? I'll give you a couple of minutes to do that. A couple of seconds, not a minute. But I was even surprised at what George Washington did after his presidency. Nowadays, the president ends his presidency, and we figure that he's, you know, living this great posh life. And most of them are obviously multimillionaires. And we can debate billionaires. I think that's debatable. We don't know. I'm just saying we probably need some taxes or something just to confirm that. But, and I'm just, is that a foul? Okay, just kidding. But George Washington, when he left office, he opened up a small business. He opened up a distillery. Did you know that? I didn't know that. He opened up a distillery. He needed to do something. He was fascinated. And here's what's interesting about him as I was reading the story. He knew nothing about the distillery. He knew nothing about this industry and this business area. And being a business coach and consultant and doing this with the Small Business Development Centers of America, being a part of this team, we would tell you that you probably, if you've never done something in a particular industry and you want to start a business, it's not the best idea. It's really smarter to do a business that you are familiar with the industry. And he just had a fascination for, you know, and at 65 years old. So I do have to commend him for starting a business at 65 years old. That's not common. Even today, it's not a common thing. But he didn't know anything. So he launched his distillery. And I had no personal experience distilling and became very successful at it. So I have to think about, are we giving the best advice? Yes, we're still giving the best advice that if you're going to, now what he did do is he studied the industry. He wanted to learn creative farming practices, you know. So he did throw himself into it. And they had their own kind of startup pitch for the day. And during that time, and I have some things that I could share about what I think about pitches and how pitches should go. I think you should be careful that you don't get into a cookie cutter pitch, that it should continue to evolve and it should continue to grow. It should not continue to always sound like the same crunchy stuff that you're telling everyone, but it should be revamped over you know, a reasonable period of time, just refresh it kind of thing. So that's interesting about Washington. Within a year, Washington's distillery became one of the largest in the country. I know, right? Who knew? Who knew, you know, what he was doing after his presidency? We don't talk about it. It wasn't something that I learned in my history class. I don't know. California's kind of progressive. I grew up in the Midwest, so California, I don't know what you guys were learning in your history class. California, look at California's history. Interesting. So Washington's distillery produced almost 11,000 gallons of whiskey. I have to pause there for a second. I'm wondering, this is just me, I'm wondering what happened, you know, while he was president. He needed a drink after I don't know. I'm sure it's a lot of stress being the president of the United States in these days. We can see there's a lot of politics in our politics, but that is six, you know, Virginia Distillery produced 650 gallons of whiskey per year. He's doing 11,000 gallons in an industry that he had to learn about, but he had a passion for. And so, of course, like most successful startups, and again, you can go to smallbiz.com and kind of see this whole story kind of play out, but I think it's fascinating. Until the 1790s, rum was America's drink of choice. I didn't know that. I did not know that. So that's a little bit of history about your president, at least George Washington, the first president of the United States. And we have more I've got to share with you about what Benjamin Franklin was doing. And what about Thomas Jefferson? Views on patents and intellectual property. Interesting stuff out here. I love kind of searching the web and finding really cool, interesting things, and hope you're enjoying them as well to help celebrate Small Business Month. And of course, as we close out this Small Business Week, AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Money 2.0 Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Celebrating, recognizing these small businesses around the world, around the United States. We celebrate Small Business Week, designated by SBA, the Small Business Administration, May 5th through the 11th. So make sure that you get in those activities. And of course, May is Small Business Month, so there's many, many more activities going on. So don't miss an opportunity to get connected. A lot of free events, a lot of, in fact, and again, and I just want to say this, wherever you're at in the nation, if you have a story and it is interesting, a great small business story, and small business is defined as 1 to 500 employees, 1 to 499, depending on who you're talking to. But the point is that a small business is a lot more than just maybe the mom and pop micro business that you might think when we use the term small business. And then once you pass that point, of course, we get into our mid-sized businesses. And then, of course, we then would lead eventually into that corporate business, that corporate large company level that you might want to be in. So if you are out there somewhere in the United States, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge with an interesting telling story that we could share. You know, businesses are starting and birthing all over the place. Are there success stories out there that might be interesting? I'm watching the news. I'm watching things that are going on out there. But I like the history of business. I'm very interested in how something began, how they became, outside of being an heir or an heiress, that gives you that kind of boost that we all wish we could get. And really, if we really look at being an heir and an heiress, everyone's an heir or an heiress. You're like, what? What, Coach Margaret? What? Of course you are. You just may not have as much as someone else who, you know, has millions of dollars, but you probably inherited something, possibly from your family. And sometimes it's nothing, but you can actually, there's something too that some people become great because they inherited nothing. I think Steve Jobs was kind of like that. Not Bill Gates. Bill Gates is an heir. So if there's a story out there, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. We'll vet it and check it out and maybe have you call into the show and talk a little bit about it. Ben Franklin. Who tweeted first is really the question. Great timing there. My producer's on tonight. Ben Franklin, how did he make his money? How did he become so successful? 18th century business success. What was his approach? You know, sometimes some things that are new that we bring to the market may not be as new as we think it is into the market. He made his money in media. Media. Using short messages, short, characters. Poor Richard's Almanac is where he really began building up his, you know, he's considered the Michael Bloomberg, the Ted Turner of media, distributing content, short reads, 140 characters. Where have we heard that before? Did someone do their homework? Is it really new? Interesting. Ben Franklin considered, if you do your homework, and of course, according to smallbusiness.com, I think this is a fascinating search on history of small businesses today. 225 years before Twitter, he was old school tweeting in the poor Richard's Almanac. Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Many, many great things that our Ben Franklin has done. He's created this model for businesses. He's served in the community and in the world. And, you know, so some of these stories you want to go and just kind of dig deep. I can't go too deep, but thank you, Benjamin Franklin, for the first 140 characters that Twitter picked up on and made a fortune because of that. AM 1220 KDOW Business Adventure with Margaret Jackson.
Registered investment advisor. This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW. She's a
lady. Right. Welcome back. Is that Tom Jones? I want to talk to you about power women, power secrets, in our next segment, but so tempted to go into that spiel right now. Eight, we're talking small business tonight, just kind of celebrating the heart of small businesses, those that you didn't know owned a small business. We know Henry Ford owned small businesses. You know, when we talk about money in small business, you always need money. Oh, I don't care how big your company is or how small you always need money, capital infusions, using other people's money. We like that. Other people's money, OPM, leveraging different types of money. Now we've got cryptocurrency. We've got different ways of getting money to support our businesses, our small businesses, and getting them moving and going forward. The crowdfunding, the equity funding, crowdsourcing, and all of that. Interesting stuff. So if you're out there in your small business, be encouraged. Some of the greatest people in today's business and those that came before us started businesses, failed in businesses, started, failed in their products. You're fine-tuning. Sometimes it just takes that non-give-up heart, that non-give-up spirit to keep it moving and keep it coming. Henry Ford failed bankrupt a couple of times there before he sold his first car, but he was determined. Now we see Ford is traded on the stock market. So there is something to getting that business going. Eight U.S. presidents who started and ran businesses. Again, this is just kind of pulling us all off. I'm picking through smallbusiness.com. So if you want to check out some of these stories, go out to smallbusiness.com. George Washington, we talked about the distillery. Whiskey man, he was a whiskey man. And you know what? I was talking on the break to my producer and said, I think he probably earned that drink. He warrior, you know, leader, fighter, fighting for us, becomes U.S. presidency. I think he earned a drink or two. So that's just what Abraham Lincoln was, a general store owner. Didn't go well. He had a partner. It failed. He was a successful lawyer, though, and eventually obviously became president of the United States. Warren G. Harding, newspaper owner, media. Herbert Hoover, mining engineer. Harry Truman. Haberdasher, what is that? I'm going to have to dig into that. Harry Truman, haberdasher. Jimmy Carter. Well, if you don't know, when Jimmy Carter ran for president, we all knew that the peanut farmer was kind of the, I think, it, you know, that was back, what, in the 70s? You know, I was a little girl, and I knew more about kind of the, and I almost want to think that it was kind of like a joke. He's a peanut farmer, president of the United States. Don't knock it. Don't knock it. I got 1 minute. 7 and 8, the George Bush's oil and gas barons, baseball team owners. How about that? Those are our eight presidents that are listed here as business owners. And I'm sure our current president is a business owner. Of course, he has laid that aside to be president of the United States. We'd like to, I'll just pause right there. I love it. I think it's fantastic. Let's go to a commercial break before I really get in trouble here. Let's go a little early to that break. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge Magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. I always like this segment of the show. I feel like I'm going into a new show. Like we ended the Money 2.0 Business and Edge show, and now it's the Silicon Valley Small Business Concierge magazine, digital magazine, worldwide radio show for like 7 minutes. Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I was hoping we had a special guest that would call in, but I believe they're preparing for tomorrow's big event, the 42nd annual Berryessa Annual Art Festival, formerly the Berryessa Art and Wine Festival, has changed its name. Tomorrow, you're in Silicon Valley, San Jose, Hart, in the area. If you're just tuning in and you don't know where we're at in broadcasting, we are broadcasting live tonight out of Silicon Valley, Bay Area. And if you want to get connected to us out there, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. Let us know what's going on in your neck of the woods, and we can talk a little bit about it, whether you're in Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, Texas. Everything's big in Texas. Email me, ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. We want to know what businesses are doing out there, and we'll keep you up to date on interesting news that I think is interesting to share with you, and history and all of that of small businesses. You got to know where you've been to know where you're going. So tomorrow, if you are in the Bay Area, come out to San Jose's Berryessa Art and Wine Festival, 3050 Berryessa Road in San Jose, California. I'll be there emceeing all day, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. We've got some great acts. And the money raised for this event actually goes back to the school district, goes back into the arts, goes back to help support the school district. And so if you want to donate when you're out there, come to the stage. Come check me out, and I'll connect you with the chair out there. They're still needing more sponsorships to kind of support some of the things that they've had to do at the last minute. And if you're interested and I'm out there, then I will definitely begin. Throughout the day, I'll be thanking our sponsors and doing those little plugs throughout the day as well. And maybe an opportunity to come on stage. About 7,000 to 10,000 people come out to this event. Some of the acts out there are going to be Victoria McDowell. If you have not heard this young girl, she's like 15 years old and scooping up all of the vocal talent awards and contests and all of that. Just amazing singer. She sings like in 3 or 4 different languages. And yes, she's coming out. She's going to sing the national anthem for us. I love the national anthem. Love it. It makes me so emotional when I'm at sporting events and the national anthem is singing. I feel so patriotic. I love this country. And I just love our national anthem and have a lot of great respect for, just the country. We've been through a lot as a country and as a people, and not all good, not all bad. And so Victoria will come out and sing it a cappella. I'm going to tell you, singing the national anthem a cappella, you better have the vocals to do it. You can't do that. Like, you can't hide. you can't hide those flaws in your voice. You have to have a strong voice, and she's absolutely fantastic. So she's going to open up with the national anthem tomorrow at 9:45 in the morning, and then we're going to kick into the school bands and bring them on and let them perform and show you what's going on with the kids there. And we got Vietnamese music. We got a lot of diversity, which is absolutely fantastic. So we've got an act called Center Stage Performing Arts. Mariah Plaza will be out performing tomorrow. She does kind of cover bands, kind of the when I think of cover songs and cover bands now, cover, are they really bands if they're singing covers? Villa Sports going to be out doing some Zumba demo class tomorrow, so I always look forward to that. It's a lot of food, a lot of entertainment. Even though they drop the wine, there will be wine and beer out there for those that like to enjoy a little cold beer. It's going to be very hot tomorrow, so come out. We got Relative Key Band's going to be out. We've got a Chinese dance team coming in. Whiskey Bonfire. Whiskey Bonfire. I don't know what that's all about, but I'm looking forward to hearing them. It may be appropriate, you know, since we've talked about George Washington and his distillery. So come out tomorrow. That is in San Jose, Berryessa Road, 3050. If you get to Berryessa Road and you just keep driving east towards the hills, you will run into the event. And so 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., come out. Have a good time. Bring your kids out. A lot of artistic people will be out doing their thing. And so my son's going to be out there selling. I had to go get a seller's permit for him. And so I'm proud of him. He's going to be selling some of his original artwork. Very cool animator out there. So come out and have a good time. Before I have to brush out of this segment, we're doing something. Our next magazine's coming up in August. And we have not printed them for sale. And we will in August. An opportunity, but you won't be able to get them just anywhere. I'm very particular. I want it to get into the hands of businesses, small businesses, business thinking people. But this magazine is going to be very special. This is going to be our Power Women, Power Secrets edition. If you are a power woman, power secret, power woman in business, interested in possibly contributing to the magazine, email me at onthe edge@businessontheedge.biz, and we'll talk to you about that and how to do that. Our cover, we probably are going to have about 15, 20 women on the cover of the magazine that are in different parts of the United States. We've got someone flying in for that cover photo, so and maybe a couple other people, so we're excited about that. But just power women. Women are on the move. They're on the rise, and we need to celebrate that. Not a threat, just our turn. And so I'm excited. So email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz, and we can talk about maybe getting you in that magazine. If you want to be listed in that magazine, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. We're very excited, and we're talking to the printers on how well it's going to be printed. You have not seen anything like this or touched anything like this. You're listening to Business on the Edge.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
Free at grasshopper.com. This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. We're at the bottom of our show. If you're just tuning in, we enjoyed ourselves, so you'll have to go and maybe pick this up on our podbean.com. Small businesses, the backbone of our country, backbone of communities. It is the backbone. And again, they can be from one person to 500 employees. Building business. Here's a quote by Sam Graves. Small business is America's engine of job creation. I like that. Or what about Maria Simple? We need to preserve our neighborhoods, our small businesses, our local economy. Linda McMahon, who is now our former SBA director. Small business people are people with goals and values that can't be calculated on a profit and loss statement. A lot to say about small business. So wherever you're at and whatever business that you're growing and whatever dream that you're dreaming, it's a process. It's not a magic trick, magic wand. It's not going to just happen overnight. Enjoy the process. It is idea process. Revelation idea process. Take some time. Build it slow and steady. Methodical, strategic. Some will work, some won't work. There's always something to learn. There's always something for you to grasp and add value to the next chapter. Don't get discouraged. Don't quit. Take a look at what you've learned. Learning is earning. What are you earning? Information, education. So I want to celebrate and salute all of the small businesses out there all over the United States. Good for you, all over the world, third world countries, places that are trying to hang on to doing something greater to provide or to build a legacy, to do something different. Kudos to you. And let's keep building big. Let's use the resources out there. Let's use the SBAs. Here in the United States, there's a lot of resources that we have. Small Business Month, take advantage of the training classes. Take advantage of what's going on. Actually, here in Silicon Valley, Alameda County Small Business Development Center is having a business model class on the 14th at the Fremont Main Library, 7 o'clock. Be there. Business model, that's how you make money. That's how your system works. If you have a business plan, interesting enough, not many small businesses do not have business plans, but if you do and you don't know what your business model is, that's interesting because that's how you make money. That's how you write the plan. Be successful on purpose. Be methodical. Get help. Don't do it alone. Don't be a know-it-all. And don't be embarrassed to ask questions. Don't be embarrassed to be wrong. No one's perfect. There's resources out there. SCORE, SBA, SBDC, Women Business Centers, Tech Future Group, colleges, community colleges, all kinds of resources out there. All right, that's it. Celebrating Small Business Month. You're listening to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.